How's everybody doing out there? Hold on. There you go.
Hello, hello. Happy Saturday. Welcome to ESB.
Happy Saturday, everyone. That is DJ Original Brewer. I am DJ ESB.
Yes.
We are ES Beats. We're going to be with you for the next 2 hours, maybe a few minutes after. We'll see.
Perhaps.
There is a new show supposed to be starting soon, yeah. After hours, but they're not here yet.
No, I don't think so.
You were just listening to a rerun of Freaks to the Front.
Yes.
One of our favorite new shows here on RadioValencia.fm. And if you do like that, if you were listening, please check out the homepage. Go to RadioValencia.fm and check out all the new shows we've got. It's fantastic. What a great lineup.
Yes, that is good lineup indeed.
Should we just start the song? Let's start the show.
Well, do we want to give a preface? Because we have been going through the alphabet. And up until now, it has been pretty much a single letter at a time. However, we have hit a moment in time where we are now budging or multiplying, or what's the best word for it?
We don't have enough letters for some of these. We don't have enough albums to fill the letters. So, you know, there actually was a week where we did 2 weeks of B.
Yeah.
We're about to fit I, J, and K into one show.
Right. Because it has to be from the collection that we own.
Yeah, it's our own personal record collection.
Yeah.
That's what you get. So sometimes you'll be like, wait, what is this? Well, we bought it at some point, or it was given to us and we liked it. So let's get going. We'll start with the letter I here on...
Because Mr. OCD has to go in order.
Yep. And we're going to start off with the Inspiral Carpets here. Takes me back to 1990, back in England before we moved to America. And when this came on the scene, it was the beginning of this whole new music movement with the Happy Mondays and you name it. But Inspiral Carpets were the first ones that I really listened to.
Yep.
And this song was the one that really kind of stuck with me. So I found this 12-inch extended single... extended mix of This Is How It Feels by the Inspiral Carpets.
Toodles!
Thank you. down to school, baby. Everybody's acting deaf in the line until they turn and say, why don't you stick to your own kind? My teachers all laughed at smirking stares, cutting deep down in our affairs. Preachers of equality think they believe it, then why won't they just let us be? Stop my listening, gonna raise my head up high. One of these days I'm gonna raise up my glistening wings and fly. But that day will have to wait for a while. Baby, I'm only society's child. When we're older, things may change.
¿Qué fue de nuestro sueño? ¿Dónde se ha ido nuestro amor? Era un amor que yo creía un juego, hasta que un día terminó. Yo, sin saber, descuidé nuestro amor, nuestro ayer. Sweet Caroline, ¿qué va a ser de nuestro amor? Parece ayer y ya ha pasado tiempo, tiempo que nunca devolverá. La soledad me llena de recuerdos, recuerdos nuestros de un ayer. Ahora sé que el amor sin tu amor. ¿Qué va a ser?
It was a good tune.
Like kind of,
yeah, I did. Yes, who
well,
was
I think
that?
It,
love?
I think it bled into another song. Actually,
it might
but
have
I was
done.
Enjoying it,
but it was good.
So that was it's an album I bought a while ago called Italia New Wave. It's a compilation of it's minimal synth, no wave, and post punk sounds from the 80s Italian underground. That was the first track on there called My Blues Is You by Neon. The album was released in 2012, but it's a compilation of 80s Italian underground music there.
That's giving like the Royal Cuckoo vibes, who
right?
always plays the Italian, although that's like 1950s Italian.
Yeah, that was so that was an eclectic way to start the show, everyone.
Absolutely.
And guess what? We're already done with I. That was the letter I, and we're done.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, that's all I had.
Oh, wow, okay.
So we kick things off with a 12-inch... 12-inch extended single of This Is How It Feels by Inspiral Carpets.
Wow.
Came out in 1990. Part of the Madchester scene with the Happy Mondays, Jesus
yep.
Jones. They all came out around then.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had Janis Ian way back when with Society's Child off her album Janis Ian. And then we had Dulce Carolina, or Sweet Caroline,
yep.
by Julio Iglesias off his 1972 album, Julio Iglesias.
Oh, well, hey.
And DJ Grandma's in the chat room saying, I used to have a crush on him back in the day. I know you did. I was trying to find One Tarantino, but I don't have it. I only have this album, and that song's not on it. But I was always a fan, too. And then we had My Blues Is You by Neon from Italian New Wave.
I'm a fan of his son.
Which one is that? Oh, Enrique.
Enrique.
Yeah, I don't have him.
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry, I kind of go with tradition. You know that. So how's everybody doing out there on this fine Saturday
doing
afternoon?
Well.
I think Arizona's showing up. I just don't know what the score is right now.
I don't know. Carrie said that it's stressing her out.
I got a text from Roman about 2 minutes ago saying we're doing a good showing, so I got to check that out.
Okay, all right, well.
The Giants are playing baseball, everyone. It's
back.
All
He's got his
happening.
Hat on, y'all. He's got his hat.
It's all happening. Leeds played a great game on the road this morning. Well, this morning for us. Sadly, did not get the full 3 points, but getting a point on the road is always good, especially when it's a team who's in the top five. So, you know, we beat Aston Villa 1-1. Well, we tied Aston Villa 1-1 mm-hmm. with a fantastic goal by Stark in the first half. So, yeah, so you're listening to ES Beats. It's not all sports report here. It is music. Playing lots of music for you from, well, we've just finished the I's. We're going to go into the J's. We've got to go in order.
Wow.
So we've got the J's, and there's some really fun songs coming out for you. We'll talk a little bit in between, of course. So we're not going to just keep playing your tunes, but we've got a lot to get through, so I kind of just want to hit play.
Oh, boy.
I just bought this album. I've been wanting this for a very long time. One of my favorite bands, and I don't have any of their stuff on vinyl until now. And I've always been a big fan of Paul Weller. He's changed his sound so much over the years. You know, you had the Haircut 100 with the Style and Style Council, Haircut 100, and then his solo stuff. But who can forget The Jam?
Oh, boy. Toodles.
This is a modern world. This is the modern world. What kind of fool do you think I am? You think I know nothing of the modern world? All my life has been the same. I've learned to live by hate and pain. It's my inspiration drive. I've learned more than you ever know. Even in school I felt quite sure. The one day I would be on top, and I'd look down upon the map. The teachers would say I'd be a thing. This is a modern world that I've learned about. This is a modern world, we don't need no one to tell us what's right or wrong. This is a modern world. I know where I am and going to.
says, hey, we don't need no one to tell us what's right or wrong. This is a modern world. This is a modern world.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way into New Orleans. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. And feeling good was easy love when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby. To mine. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. That's all that Bobby left me. Honey, feeling good was easy loud when he sang the blues. Hey, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby. La da 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 da
Wacko Jacko there.
That was good.
Yeah, you can tell the scratches on there, though. It skipped.
Yeah, but that's good use, that means.
Well, it's because I bought it when it came out. That is from 1987, Bad, Michael Jackson. And yes, that is the original printing. I bought it the week it came out.
Wow.
I used to be a big Michael Jackson fan when I was a kid. Huge, huge Michael Jackson fan. I'm not ashamed to admit it. But yeah, I used to love all his music. And but I liked the weird stuff. Like, well, not the weird stuff, but the... I wasn't a big fan of the really big hits. Like, I didn't like Bad on that album, but I loved like stuff like Just Good Friends. Smooth Criminal, I guess, was a hit, but I, you know, Dirty Diana, stuff like that. Anyway, that was Michael Jackson there with Stevie Wonder, uncredited, joining him with Just Good Friends off the 1987 release Bad. I think Martin Scorsese directed the video for that.
Really?
Yeah, it was someone like, I think it was Scorsese. Wow. I got to look it up. Scorsese or Spielberg? I'm pretty sure it was Scorsese.
Okay.
And then we had Janis Joplin with Me and Bobby McGee, one of DJ Grandma's favorites. That's off the album Pearl, the fantastic album Pearl from 1971. And then we had The Modern World by The Jam from the 1977 release, This Is The Modern World. Fantastic band, The Jam, if you've not listened to them. I played one of their hits there, but if you go on the deep cuts, there's some really good stuff.
Mm.
You're listening to ES Beats here on RadioValencia.fm. I am DJ ESB, joined in the studio by the wonderful, the incomparable, the amazing DJ Original Brew.
Hi.
It's a little chilly in the Bay Area right now, although it's not bad today. Yeah, it's not raining today.
It's not raining, so I'll take it.
Yeah, transmissions from the Mission here, fantastic community-led radio station.
Mm-hmm.
We've been here for 6 years now. It was 6 years just 2 weeks ago, I was looking it up, or 3 weeks ago, that we've been on the air here, which is fantastic for us. Thank you so much for those of you who have been with us from the beginning, and those of you who are just discovering us now, thank you so much for joining us. Wherever you are in the world, we hope you're well today.
Yeah.
Mary, hope you're doing better there with your back. I know the sciatica is never any fun, so we're thinking of you and Valerie and everyone out there in El Dorado Hills, DJ Grandma, DJ Grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
We believe DJ Pop-Ops and Mimi are listening, and yes. DJ Pop-Ops New Digs.
Yes, I think he's having a siesta after lunch, but yes.
He's like, I heard my name.
Yeah.
So wherever you are out there, thank you so much for joining us this week. Arizona, it looks like they might pull it off. I don't want to jinx it, but they might pull it off against Houston. In Houston with our injuries? That's crazy. Which is always good to hear. There are lots of things happening here in San Francisco music-wise. We were actually at the Hotel Utah last night seeing one of our favorite bands, The Famous. We saw them for the very first time 28 years ago at the Hotel Utah. And it was a great show. They were great. They were really tight last night. And we introduced new people to them. DJ Bolos was with us, and he got to see them for the first time, and Bridge was there, and then Sean and Brona. We had a bunch of people come with us. It was great. It was good just to get everyone out. And don't forget, February 28th, it's coming up this week, the 50th anniversary, the 50-year celebration of punk in San Francisco. It's at 443 Broadway. It starts at 3 o'clock. It goes all the way till 11:30 at night, and I'm sure a little bit beyond that. But please check it out. Again, it is the 50-year celebration of punk in San Francisco, co-hosted by us, and it is at 443 Broadway here in San Francisco. You're listening to the letter J right now on ESBeats. We've been going through our personal vinyl collection every week since my birthday of last year, trying to do vinyl until my next birthday. I don't know if we're going to be able to pull that off, actually. We're going to have to start bringing in some mixtapes. It'll be fun because we've got lots of stuff that we've been, you know, curating in the background for when we do go back to playing from the computer. There's lots of new songs to play for you, but we're going to stick with the vinyl for now. It's been a lot of fun doing it for you all. I realize it does expose you to all of our tastes and maybe stuff you don't like as much.
Yes.
But yeah, we finished the letter I at the beginning of the show. Now we're going into the letter J. And let's just keep going with the J, shall we?
Let's do it.
Oh, this is a good one. I love this one. This goes out for, I know she's not listening, but DJ Allie. It was her birthday yesterday. So this one goes for her.
Toodles. Jersey Shore.
you're feeling blue. You tell me I don't pay attention to you. But if you only knew just what I'm going through, you wouldn't phone those guys who miss me. But you do. When I call you, I can stop a blast. You won't know out before you dry your eyes. I'm not a flip machine, a 1960s dream. I've been the bet you listen.
Wheeling, West Virginia. Rode a boy with a six gun in his hand, and his daring life of crime made him a legend in his time, east and west of the Rio Grande. Took the teller by surprise, and the word spread of Billy the Kid. Well, he never traveled heavy, yes, he always rode alone, and he soon put many older guns to shame. And he never had a sweetheart, and he never had a home. To track him down, and it served as a legend well for the folks they love to tell about when Billy the Kid came to town.
Joel there with the Ballad of Billy the Kid.
So good.
From Piano Man.
It's
which is funny
tune.
Because I didn't play Piano Man because for a song called The Piano Man, the guy with the harmonica doesn't shut the fuck up the whole time. So it's like, but yeah, that was Billy Joel from 1973. The Ballad of Billy the Kid from his album Piano Man. Before that, we had Only the Young by Journey. Fantastic stuff. I do admit that is a greatest hits album, but it's a greatest hits album you have to own. It's double vinyl. And they're all so good in it. I just played the first song on the first side of the first album because there's two vinyls in there, and they're all fantastic. Mm. Only the Young there. And then we had Back of My Hand by the Jags, who I didn't really know. And it was Dan, a friend of mine from the Valley Tavern, Anchor Dan, who was... He was, because I was telling him we do this show every week, and we're doing letters, and we're going through our own personal vinyl collection. And he said, well, I bet you $10. Or no, he bet me $1. I bet you $1 I know at least one album you own. And I said, okay, I'll take that bet. And he said, it's the Jags, Evening Stand. I was like, nope, I don't own that album. And that was Lost Saturday. So he gave me $1 because he was wrong.
Yep.
And then I was in the record store 2 days later. And I found this album. I went looking for it.
And they had it.
And they had it. And then that was the song he told me to play, Back of My Hand. And it's a great song. That was the Jags there. I think it was the only album they had. It came out in 1979. they were from they were a group that were combined Scarborough, Glasgow.
Wow.
And, oh my goodness, I don't know where the other town was. But I feel like it was, oh, where is that? Like, just outside of London. Like, it's a really random, like, trio of places. Yeah, Scarborough, Glasgow, and this other place. And that was the Jags. And before that, we kicked things off with, it was a bookended set there with Billy Joel. That was from Allentown from the Nylon Curtain, which came out in 1982. Mm. So we had an album from 1973 by Billy Joel and a 1982 album.
My goodness.
You're listening to ES Beats. Like I said, we're going through our personal record collection. We're doing it alphabetically, like Sesame Street. We've started things off with the letter I.
Yes.
Today, and then now we're in the middle of J.
Mm.
And we still got time for K before we end the show. In fact, I think we're going to have a little extra time to play some more songs from some of the albums, which I'm really excited about because there's one band that I would like to play at least two songs from, but I might do a whole set of them because they are fantastic.
I think I have a suspicion who that might be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder who. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Should we go back to some music, darling? How are you doing over there?
I'm well. I'm a wee bit cold.
It is chilly.
It's cold in here, I think, because nobody was in here before us.
Well, during the song, I can come over and give you a hug.
With that, yeah.
It's good radio. Makes for good radio.
But I'm doing well otherwise.
We're going to go to Austin now.
Okay.
We're going to listen to some Waylon Jennings live.
Jeez. I hope Pop Pops is awake.
Playing Austin's.
Playing them.
Right, playing Austin City Limits. Pop Pops, if you're listening, this one's for you. Which is not really for you. It's for Waylon Jennings' wife and Willie Nelson's wife. But you can enjoy it, too. Because it does actually, it's perfect. Here we go. Toodles.
Toodles.
Here's a song that me and Willie wrote about his wife, Connie, and my wife, Jesse. A long time forgotten, or dreams that just fell by the way. The good life he promised ain't what she's living today. Here's part that Willie wrote. But she never complains of the bad times or the bad things he's done, Lord. She just talks about the good times they've had and all the good times to come. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good-timing man. She loves him in spite of his ways that she don't understand. Through teardrops and laughter, they'll pass through this world hand in hand. A good-hearted woman, loving a good time of man. He likes the bright lights, nightlife, good time and free. When the party's all over, she'll welcome him back home again. Lord knows she don't understand him, but she does the best that she can. To be a good-hearted woman to the world's youngest dirty old man. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good-timing man. ways that she don't understand. Through teardrops and laughter, we'll pass this world hand in hand. Good-hearted woman, loving a good time at night. She's a good-hearted mama, in love with a good time and man. She loved me in spite of my Mickey Mouse ways and things that she don't understand.